Mad Pass 719. What's going on out there, Andy?
It's the 21st South Freeway, Amanda, eastbound, right before you get to I-15 when that split. There's a cement barrier that creates the split, and it looks like a car has crashed right into it. And so we've got 6 emergency vehicles still on the scene. And so as a result, we've got delays that stretch all the way back to Bangor Highway, eastbound 201. Don't take it between Bangor and I-15 if you can. Take Bangor all the way up to I-80 and go into Salt Lake City via I-80 instead. That'll save you some time. 215 eastbound starting to stack up because of construction again this morning near 45th South and I-15. Heavy and slow, but only between 123rd and 90th. That's a little better than usual. Aubrey?
Northbound I-15 is filling in between Provo and Lehigh, but no delays yet. Northbound Redwood Road out of Saratoga Springs is moving pretty good. And if you're heading west on State Street between Center Street and Pleasant Grove and Main Street in American Fork, you might see a little delays there. Len?
In Box Elder County, north of Ogden, traffic continues to bog from Willard Bay to South Willard, and we've got a crash northbound I-15 in Kaysville. Been there quite a while. That's near 900 South against the wall. Minor slowing, but your southbound I-15 ride takes you about 35 minutes, a pretty good cruise from Ogden to Salt Lake. Don't miss the Industrial and Construction Trade Show November 8th and 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. See what's new, compare products and services, plus win great prizes. The Industrial and Construction Trade Show. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.